This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, it's the return of the Date from Hell segment.
Are you the Date from Hell?
No, I'm not the Date from Hell. Oh. Stop saying that, Christina.
I think it's getting into his psyche now, Chris.
Well, it seems like he has a lot of dates from hell. So is there a common denominator?
Standards.
Yes,
standards.
I'm picking the wrong people.
Of course you are. I'm sorry I even suggested otherwise.
Anyway, maybe I asked something I shouldn't have asked, but I still stand with I asked the right questions.
You do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is the Triple Threat podcast. And it's time to return to a segment that we haven't had for quite a while because I've been
Hibernating
and busy studying. It's Dates from Hell.
You're just rocking the music choices today. I'm a big fan.
Now, I'm back on the scene.
Oh, yeah. Like a shark. Pretty sure that's why you chose that.
And I want to ask people, what are questions that you shouldn't ask on a first date? So I went on a date with this guy that I met on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Which should...
You met him on New Year's?
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be alarm bells already because no one really... Like, the only people that really go out on New Year's Eve are people that never really go out very often.
Oh, yeah.
So that should be alarm bells. For starters.
Okay. That's a bit of a generalization, but continue.
It is, but I think I'm right. So.
Okay. Sticking by your own point, I like it. Carry
You're
on.
Wrong, but continue.
So we meant for fried chicken.
And oh, cool date.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is why I weigh 74 kilos.
And so we're chatting and things were going okay. Like we didn't really have anything in common.
That's not going okay.
No, and usually I wouldn't go on a first date with someone who I didn't like was a one night stand that I didn't think would go anywhere.
Yeah.
But he was quite persistent, so I was like, you know what? Maybe there's something in this.
Yep.
And he.
I like that. Give it a chance.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Why not?
But it just got to a point where, well, you know, he worked in finance. He didn't really. Oh, he was closeted to everyone, so even his friends didn't know. His family didn't know.
Hard.
He's 24. So it's not as if he was like too young or anything, but it just so he's quite dark. So I, you know, thought I'd make conversation and ask you.
I'm really afraid what's coming next.
No, I didn't say where did you come from.
Okay,
I was like, oh, so tell me about, you know, your family background. You know, he's like, oh, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you're quite dark, so I'm thinking that perhaps. You know, what's your ethnic background? And he's like, well, why are you asking me that? I was like, well, I'm just kind of making conversation.
Because we have nothing in common.
Yeah, right. And he's like, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, are you embarrassed by this? He's like, well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, this is a terrible date.
I know.
Think back the Jaws music.
Right.
So... Did you find out where he came from?
No, he wouldn't tell me. He told me he was embarrassed.
He was embarrassed?
He was embarrassed by it. By anyway, himself. It wasn't the end of the horrible date. And we're talking dates from hell because I had one last week because I'm dating. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this is the reason why I'm not going on dates because they know that I'm going to talk on the radio about it. If it goes terribly. Actually, it should be a threat.
Yeah.
Be a bad date.
Otherwise.
Dirty laundry will be aired.
That doesn't make me want to go on a date with you.
See, there we go. I found my problem.
I think you're pretty fair, though. If it's good, you tell us. If it's bad, you tell us. You kind of just tell us. So they might get celebrated if they're a good date.
So exactly.
It's a challenge to all the people of Melbourne.
Not all the people.
The select bunch of people that Matt James is interested in.
So I've talked about how...
Take him on a good date.
I asked him what his ethnic background was because I'm interested, because I'm genuinely interested. He told me it was embarrassing. And I said, I don't think, like, there is no one, like, what ethnicity would be embarrassed? And I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe Russian? Like, they don't treat gays very nicely.
No, that's true.
Putin wants to take over the world, Vladdy Putin.
Hmm.
And he, yeah, and he asked me why, because he obviously hasn't opened a paper ever.
But then, so things are going well.
Yeah, he asked me where I'd travelled to.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was an extensive list. And then I was like, oh, have you travelled? He's like, no. Oh, is there anywhere you want to go? No, not really.
Oh, jeez.
It's just like one thing after another.
Did you just call it there, like finish your chicken and be like,
I just, I wanted to like finish my drink and eat all my chicken as quick as possible and just go home and get into a bucket of ice cream. And like, so he walked me home to my house. And then, which was, well, he was parked in my house, so he kind of had to. And he's, so he dropped me off at the door and he said, well,
see ya.
I don't think I'm really someone that you would want to go on a second date with. because
I he called it.
Yeah, right. But I'm like, send it as a text message. Don't like bail me up at my house. And he's like, because I'm a complete closet case and you're the head of the Joyous radio station.
Joyous. I like that.
It was just so awkward. The whole thing was awkward. It made
Maybe
me
that's
think,
a match made in heaven. Opposites attract.
Not that opposite.
I kind of like his bravery for... Sorry, I'm not on his side, James, obviously. But I do like his bravery for being up front at the time and being like, yeah, look, see ya, it's been real.
People have texted in, Prue.
Yes. So we've got Matthew from South Yarra. And he says, I can understand it in some ways. He might be from Dandenong. Greetings to any of our lovely listeners from Dandenong. Mm. He's just joking. Matt goes on, but typically people will engage if they aren't Anglo. I'm as pale and English as they come and people ask me and I don't know what to say.
Oh, so maybe he didn't know what to say?
Maybe.
He sounded like he was trying to conceal whatever the
maybe
truth
he just
was.
Didn't know what I meant.
Maybe.
Did he? Was he? Did he speak English as his first language? No. That's an honest question.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because, like,
well, actually, now I don't know. It could be anything.
Did he have an accent?
No.
Okay. That was sounds like a racist question. Sorry, we've got another text here. Andrew, who's from Joy, says, not sure how much you should have expected given you took him to KFC, James.
I did not. There are many places that make fried chicken.
I know where you took him. Was it on Gertrude Street?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.